From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Two of four Russian spies released from a Russian prison yesterday are in the United States. The other two are in England. The four were released in exchange for the U.S. deportation of 10 Russian agents. Terry Schultz reports the four were forced to sign confessions to take part in the spy swap.
Igor Sutyagin maintains his innocence and didn't want to sign a confession or be exchanged, but rather to remain in Russia and have a retrial. That's according to his mother, Svetlana Sutyagin, who asked Amnesty International to help get her son's story out. Sutyagin was sentenced to 14 years hard labor in 2004 after being convicted of high treason and espionage for what he says was compiling public defense information for a British company, which has since disappeared. He's filed a case with the European Court of Human Rights, which the confession may invalidate, and was considered a political prisoner by the U.S. Amnesty International says it's a violation of international law to force Sutyagin to leave Russia, but it's not clear who committed the violation. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
In Oakland, California, the city is assessing damage from a night of widespread looting in response to the conviction of a white police officer who killed an unarmed black man. From member station KQED, Mina Kim reports that the former officer has issued a letter of apology.
Johannes Meserle says in the letter that Oscar Grant should not have been shot and that he will forever live, breathe, sleep, and not sleep with the memory of 22-year-old Grant dying on the train platform. He also says he wanted to speak to Grant's family after the shooting, but death threats prevented him. The letter released today by Meserle's lawyer was handwritten and dated July 4th, 4 days before a Los Angeles jury convicted him of involuntary manslaughter. The verdict touched off protests and violence in Oakland. For NPR News, I'm Mina Kim.
Former hostage Ingrid Betancourt is seeking compensation from the Colombian government for her ordeal. The BBC's James Reed says Colombian officials are rejecting the idea.
When Ingrid Betancourt was rescued by the Colombian army 2 years ago without a shot being fired, she described the operation as perfect. Now, she and her family are seeking more than $6 million in damages for emotional distress and loss of earnings during her 6 years as a captive. The government says it sees no reason why it should pay, noting that Colombian troops risked their lives to save hers. It says she ignored repeated warnings not to travel to the rebel-controlled area where she was kidnapped while campaigning to be president.
The BBC's James Reed reporting. The death toll from a suicide bombing in Pakistan's Paktia province yesterday has risen to 102. The Taliban movement of Pakistan is claiming responsibility for the attack, which is considered one of the deadliest in the country this year. The bombings come amid stepped-up security operations along the border with Afghanistan. This is NPR News. A joint NATO-Afghan investigation finds that stray fire from an international security force killed 6 civilians and wounded several others Thursday in Paktia province. Officials say an initial report only identified the wounded because the bodies had been removed from the scene before investigators arrived. Afghan officials initially blamed the casualties on insurgents. An investigation of the incident continues. As the Catholic Church tries to recover from worldwide clerical sex abuse scandals, Pope Benedict XVI has appointed a senior Vatican official to run one of the Church's troubled orders. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
The Pope named Archbishop Villazio de Paulis, an Italian who runs the Vatican's financial office, to serve as papal delegate of the Legionnaires. The order has been the object of a long Vatican investigation following revelations that its late founder sexually abused seminarians over a period of decades and fathered at least one child. A Vatican report issued in May said the disgraced founder, Reverend Marcial Maciel, had created a power system built on obedience and deceit that allowed him to live a double life as a revered man of the cloth and as a pedophile priest. Maciel had enjoyed the support of the late Pope John Paul II. The order is the subject of a lawsuit from a man who claims Maciel was his father and abused him. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The UN Security Council is condemning the March sinking of a South Korean Navy ship. North Korea is calling it a great diplomatic victory that it was not blamed for the incident. South Korea says the ship was attacked by a North Korean torpedo. 46 sailors died in the incident. It took the matter to the Security Council seeking action to deter further provocation. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.